in the order there.
So, speaking of recordings, Debbie. Speaking of recordings, Debbie.
Oh no, I see what you're saying, Debbie.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Recordings. Yes, I just. Okay.
Speaking of recordings, can you? I'm almost positive I recorded the 10th, January 10th, which was a Thursday night call that Dave and I did. If you could put that up in the back office under the business opportunity presentations call, that would be great. And then Amy also wanted a copy of that email to her because on Thursday night, Dave and I and all of our best presenters will all be at dinner. And Amy said that she was going to go ahead and try to do the opportunity call, but just wanted to hear how Dave and I did it recently. So probably give her some bullet points and other things, but she wanted that. So let me know if you can't find it. Otherwise, I'll assume you've found it and send it to Amy.
And last night's call was recorded with a different number. It was recorded. Let me see.
Was that Michael? Oh, no.
It was Thursday.
No, it was saved under 0112, so I didn't know if that's what it was saved
0112.
Uh-huh. That was last night's call.
Yeah, that. Oh, I saved last night's call in 0112?
Yeah, I thought it was odd.
Not 0115? I must have just
missed it. Oh, yep, I see. Yeah, it's just one above the other, yeah. And you know what? It recorded like an extra 2 hours again, so I have to go in and chop it. I don't know why it's been doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
But it's not last night's call. It's last Thursday's call.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but I grabbed last night's call. I only see one for last Thursday, and I think it was Michael's, because that would have been January 10th, right? Well, no, January
10th is a Thursday. That would have been our opportunity call. Michael does the Wednesdays.
Yeah, and his ended up being okay, I'll look and see. I don't see one here for the 10th besides his call that recorded 6 hours worth. I don't see one on the 10th.
Okay. All right, because the one we did on the 3rd was more of a launch call of the transformation program, I think. But you could see, you could check the 3rd and see, but I think it was the 10th that, check the 3rd too. Did I record the 3rd?
Yeah, I think I have that up online already.
Okay.
I have two calls online in the back office. Let me.
Who just joined? Is that Amy?
It was Erin again. I had to get off for a second. But do you want me to go get Amy?
Yeah. Yeah, if you could,
okay.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I have the 10-day transformation conference call on the 3rd on there. I have the transformation challenge launch call and how to promote the 10-day transformation challenge. I have three different calls in the back office.
Okay, let me see.
If you click on the link under promotions, 10-day transformation.
Yeah, let me just see if I can hear this 1-1-3.
Okay.
Okay. Amy's finishing up a meeting with Jerry. She'll be right on the call.
Okay.
It looks like he's leaving, so I guess she'll be on the call in a second.
Hold on.
Hi, it's Amy. I'm sorry.
Hi, Amy.
No
worries. Hi.
Hi.
All righty. Well, I know everybody is super busy. We got a lot of stuff happening through the rest of this week. So you want to just go around the horn, or Dave, you want to have some opening comments or questions or anything that you want to kind of focus on here?
No, I don't have much for this week. everything seems to be moving along just right from my side.
Okay, so you want to just go around then?
Yeah, we could go around.
Cool.
The, I mean,
can we go in reverse alphabetical order today?
Okay.
Oh,
please
does that mean me first?
Somebody dropped into my office and I'm sorry, got my brain on something else.
Sure. So I guess that would be then Aaron, Aaron,
okay.
Debbie, David, or David, Dave, Amy.
Debbie.
Okay.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Okay,
call back in. My phone line's not picking this up, so give me 1 second.
Should I wait? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phone's a little slower today, Aaron.
A little bit, yeah.
Have Derica and Greg been able to feel a few calls by themselves? I know you can't talk super freely because they're sitting right beside you, but...
Well, to be honest, I wasn't really sure. It seemed like they were instructed to just get on the call right away from the beginning, so they were
doing that. Well, because they came in for those 4 days, and we definitely did some practice for those first 4 days upstairs with Dave and Alicia. So then, yeah, on the 14th, they were supposed to just get on the phones and try to, you know, hope the 4 days of training gave them some background. But you're not really ever going to know what you're doing until you're really in it. So
yeah, they've been doing pretty well. There's only been a couple little things, little stumbles.
Cool.
So
well, they're.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but it's definitely helpful to have them here, and they're definitely learning fast and eager, and you know, doing a really good job.
Awesome. Cool.
There's a couple things we might have to let slide, though. Like, for example, there was a member that was allowed to, or a person that was allowed to, pay member price for one product and use the gift card. But I explained it now, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
I moved them back to being, and I moved them to retail after that. So.
Okay.
That's
okay, cool.
Yeah, but yeah, and but otherwise, should I go now, or are we waiting for Dave?
You know,
can
I'm not. Maybe he's having technical difficulties, so maybe you should go ahead and start. And then if it's something that Dave really has to comment on, you know, we could circle back.
Okay. Well, I've had a couple issues with the transformation enrollment website. Today I had two different callers. Allison Pearson called, and she didn't understand why she was not able to log in. But then I looked – when I logged in as an admin, I didn't see her on the list at all. So I had to let her know that she thought she had, you know – created an account, but it didn't look like she did. And she's like, oh, I thought I uploaded my picture and everything, but I'm like, I'm sorry, it doesn't look like it was successful. So she was like, oh, okay. And so she was going to go, I guess, do that, but I don't see that she's done that so far. Then I had a call Gregory got a call from Paige Coverly, and she is having problems logging in, and I tried to log in as her too, and it just was like basically refreshing the page. But I do see she has an account.
Can you email me that specific?
Yes.
Because that one I think is easier to track and easier
okay.
for John to replicate than somebody who, you know, said they saved their stuff. And I'm not doubting that she didn't, but it's probably hard for him to. If you want to give me that other person's name, that'd be fine. I mean, maybe he has some kind of capture and record that she was on the page. So give me both, but the second one is more important.
Okay. And she also had said something to Gregory about not getting being 6 days and her not getting any emails. But do emails come with the transformation enrollment? Or is she just thinking of like the emails that we say we'll send out, you know, as like part of the company or whatever? I'm not sure.
When did those start, Debbie?
I just completed them. And remember, I wanted you to review them. So I'm sending you all the links to look at. I can start them right now if you prefer.
No. That's okay. I mean, if we're that close, then so the answer is we've written all the replicated emails, but they have not started yet. So anybody who's already on the transformation program will not, or automated email. So anybody on the program is not going to get automated email follow up. The thing that you could and should be telling people when they buy a transformation pack is that they can text transformation to 55678, and when they start their program, because it's set up so that you know that the text follows it as though you're starting today. So if you could pass that on to the other call center folks, which is you know when somebody buys a transformation pack or cleanse, let them know that that's another service we offer, is text transformation to 55678 when you. The morning you start your products, and then Dave will coach you through the 10 days.
Okay.
And they're working. Yay.
So.
Okay.
The automated emails will start immediately from when the when somebody buys the pack. Once Debbie turns that on, which should be probably no later than tomorrow morning, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'll send you all the links right after this call, David, just for you to take a quick look at them, the PDFs.
Okay. Other than that, we did have a Perium operators / shipping department meeting yesterday that was pretty productive, and we're going to now add, if someone does have a back order, which hopefully won't be too many people, a lot of them were missing our little white slip of paper that we were putting into the box telling them that it would be shipped separately. So now we're going to ask Noah to create a sticker, like a brightly colored one that we can put on the outside of the box with a little sad face that says, we're sorry, but one or more of your products was out of stock, but will be shipped separately ASAP or something like that. And we also had him make it a sticker yesterday that designates the professional kits from the member kits so that they don't have to look inside and see the price sheets and everything to determine what it is. And we had a couple other things, but it was really, I think it's great that we are opening those channels of communication. So I think that might be all I really have at the moment.
Cool. Thank you. Okay. Debbie?
Well, that answers my question. I just emailed Amy actually about back orders because I received my order and there was a product missing and no information about it missing. I received an email from FedEx saying another shipment was coming.
Missing?
So, my daily fiber blend.
Oh.
So I could see it because I went online, but I still didn't even know which product was missing until I got my actual order. So that back order thing will be great.
That's weird. I thought for sure we were totally stocked up on everything that was part of the program.
They were directed to hold, I don't know what happened because the daily fiber was out for like a couple hours and we asked them to hold all the orders and wait for it to come in. So I don't know how yours got in that mix up.
Well, that's great because it did ship. And the one thing I also wrote to Amy about too is I don't know if everyone knows is our FedEx now delivers on Saturday.
I'm just noticing that recently.
FedEx
has home delivery.
Enforcing home delivery. We used to send everything out just regular ground by kind of mistake, and now when we send it home delivery, they deliver on Saturday.
Yeah, and when I first saw it was getting delivered on Saturday, I was like, no way, and it came, sure enough, and so I was excited, and I really, a positive feedback, I really like the way you guys are putting all the products into the bag and everything, so that looks great.
I thought
the way it arrived was I thought excellent and very very professional. So, kudos.
Oh,
to
so happy to hear that.
Whoever's doing that.
as far as the Saturday delivery, we do have to remember that not every area has Saturday delivery available. I believe.
Oh, is it only more metropolitan and suburban areas, not out in the country? Mm-hmm. Probably.
Maybe that's probably maybe what it is.
I know all the major metropolitan areas have it.
Yeah, because I just know that there was someone that before I tried to get a Saturday delivery and they to pay for it, and they're like, that's not offered in that area or something. But I can't remember exactly where it was.
Oh, no, no, no. What you're thinking about is when you do it next day air for Saturday delivery and they're really rural, they won't do
it.
Oh,
maybe. That's it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but for home delivery.
But the home delivery is different.
Home delivery is supposed to be everywhere that they go because they don't actually – the takeaway is they don't deliver on Monday, so their drivers have Sunday, Monday off, and they deliver Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay, so now we should let people know, like we shouldn't say that you should expect your package on Monday.
No. I don't think we should let anybody know anything. I think we should just let it fall as it.
Well, unfortunately, some people really, want that specific information.
Well, then, like if they really want it, then that's fine. And then the email does go, if they have an email on file, they get a FedEx email automated from our FedEx system.
Yeah, that's
so then
perfect.
They can
yeah.
start tracking it themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, maybe
yeah.
that's a great way to get their email on file as well then, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
I did another transformation page that's online that David and Aaron approved, so that's up on there too. All the transformation emails are ready just like we were talking about, so I'm going to have David review those and get those set up to go out. And commissions are getting bigger and bigger each week, so I'm working on that right now, too.
Good.
And how do we – I know Amy had said something about the transformation page, like for Eric or whatever. It's like Eric's transformation. But, like, how do you get to – is it like myperium.com/Eric's transformation or?
No, I think those are specific launch pages that are kind of not with hosted on Perium, right?
Correct.
Yeah, they are just like Koyas, K-O-Y-S, transformation.com. It's totally, totally separate from like our regular website. And so it's really not a place like we would be directing any of our current members to right now.
Because they would be like Koya then.
I was just curious to look at them.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Koya's, Kelly's, K-E-L-L-Y-S, and then Frank's, just how Frank spells. Those are the three that I believe are fully completed right now and functional.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a whole bunch of others still in progress, but I don't think any other ones are functioning yet.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if someone from the field stumbled upon that, because obviously if there's Google hits and stuff on that, it's going to start coming up perhaps under transformation. And David Litt and Dave Sandoval back me up to make sure this is the proper answer, but these are people that are, they're independent distributors basically.
They are.
Koya is an independent distributor, so we, even though we help them with that page, you know, this is all pretty independent. We're not offering programs like that for our other distributors, like, at the moment.
Right, but it's just like if Jackie and Bob make their own separate website type of stuff.
It's exactly like that. Yep, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all for me for now.
Okay, cool.
I guess I'm next. Sales update. I think we've passed around some pretty good information, but it looks like we're on track to double enrollments and increase sales a good bit. 200, 210, 220,000 looks like pretty solid, and that's going to be a new high water mark, it looks like, for this month for us. And, we're just at a critical stage right now where, if we can turn it over one more time in February, we'll be in good shape. And that's what the next 10 days is really going to be about in connecting with the field. So this fly-in / manufacturing tour, this weekend the last couple of days of this week has grown into something bigger than I think it ever originally was supposed to be, but that's a good thing. So we have some, very important people, probably a half a dozen with significant network marketing resumes coming in, and, we're going to have, Dave and I are going to be hosting probably 20 people or so on Thursday night. And then, you know, I'm not sure what Alicia has as account for the manufacturing tour, but I'm sure that all 20 of those plus, you know, maybe another dozen, you know, 12, 15, I'm guessing we'll have 35, but I'm not sure she has a more accurate count of people will be coming on Friday. But, you know, it will be a very high-powered group. But just to give everybody perspective on, you know, the success of the last tour, which, you know, I can't say is all of the reason that we had the growth with Kathy's group, but certainly a part of it. You know, Kathy's volume was a little under 19,000 last month, and her volume is over 24,000 right now, I believe, or 23, 24. So her business will, you know, increase by well over 30,000 points this month. You know, so that is, you know, by far the, you know, fastest growing group we've ever had. And, you know, I think a big part of it was the confidence. In fact, Kathy's volume is 24,001 points. But, you know, a lot of it came from the confidence level that everybody had, you know, meeting the group and seeing the facility and all that. So we're bringing in some folks from out of town. And hopefully we can find another Paso Robles somewhere in the United States and, you know, put another 30,000 points on the board next month. So good things are happening. You know, so you know, this is the time definitely that we need to be executing on all levels and pulling things together. And I know we're tightening up online parts and pieces, and we're tightening up shipping parts and pieces, and tightening up call center parts and pieces, and tightening up marketing parts and pieces. So, you know, it's good. I think there's, you know, lots of conversations, and most of them are positive about what's happening right now. And, you know, so Thursday and Friday event will be very, very important. Alicia will be the point person. You know, if you have any questions, you can always call me if you don't think you're getting the right answer from her, but I would start with her. And she's the point person on next week's events as well, as far as shipping stuff out and, you know, all that, all the flyers are done. So, and Rodney and I were coordinating a little bit on Dave's travel. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we'll be in, Dave will be in front of probably 80 to 100 people on Saturday. So we'll be in front of, you know, 35 or so VIPs, you know, Thursday, Friday, and then probably Dave will be in front of 100 people or so in Paso Robles, and that's before we even hit Pennsylvania and Florida and whatever. So, you know, good things are happening. As far as the transformation program goes, you know, I don't know if we need to go into the detail of all the different, you know, tools and things that Noah's working on, but, you know, we're putting together certificates and some other things to prop up the backside of the program. We've got a comparison, you know, sheet between Curium and Visalis, although we won't name Visalis. It'll be, you know, our leading competitor, and I think that will be a very effective and important sheet. We'll be putting together a new PowerPoint presentation as well. So we've got a lot of stuff that still needs to be filled in, you know, to add more marketing tools. We're updating the price list. And so, you know, I think we're moving as fast as we can to, you know, point the business toward the transformation program. I just finished my second transformation and hit 190 pounds for the first time in about 4 to 5 years, so that was good. So I'm very, very happy with that. Yeah, so I was
cool.
I was 200 pounds right after Thanksgiving when I started my first transformation, and, you know, was 190 this morning, so feel good about that through the holidays to lose 10 pounds. It was good. So, you know, the next big thing after we get through the transformation stuff, there are two programs we're really looking at that we need to shore up and update and modify. One is the AutoShip program. You know, so we're looking at putting together some AutoShip packs that are common sense packs, and Dave and I have discussed that a little bit. I need to put on paper some of those conversations and see if we can put together a sell sheet and get people from the transformation into an auto ship, and we may even change the construct of the auto ship. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time until we get the feedback from Exego, which we've been waiting on for 3 weeks. Did you ever hear anything, Debbie, from them on
No, I don't have any information yet from them.
Yeah, so anyway, that's, you know, so the ownership program is definitely, you know, where we're pointed toward next as to, you know, what we need to do. And the other thing is we're looking at potentially doing a mega gift card, a concept in which online marketers, churches, and other places could do, you know, buy a vanity gift card ID or a code, kind of like the celebrities are doing, and putting together a program around that. So Dave and Amy and I are going to talk about margins and prices and all that. But we've got a couple of other exciting things to add more fuel to the fire and keep people going. So I think, you know, we've got the wheels turning. We've got people excited and you know, interested in what we're doing and a good group of promoters, better than we've ever had. And, you know, so we're pointed in the right direction and want to make sure we're laying the track while the train's rolling. So.
Cool. Well,
good.
Yeah, no, I think that we've got to focus on the, you know, on tightening up what we have, that we've got a good program going, we've got good people, and, you know, it feels good that we're doing something we're real familiar with. You know, I mean, love is unfamiliar territory, power of 10, that was unfamiliar territory. This is something we all know and we love, and we have history, and now we're just putting a little more fuel behind it. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Cool.
Amy, are you ready?
Yeah, I kind of like going last because some things that were on my mind have already been talked about. So, again, we're keeping working in the shipping department just to try to figure out the most efficient way to do things, and we have a new like back order reporting tool that we're going to be using. They didn't have any back orders yesterday, which was great. I was happy for that, but we weren't able to share our new little tool. So if we happen to have a back order today, we have a new like reporting mechanism that'll be able to specifically say the customer number, the customer name, what item was back ordered, and we'll send that out to every operator or whatever, so everybody can see what's happening. And then we're going to have one of the operators put it actually in the customer notes in Exego, so then hopefully that will shore up that process. And just working with Crystal on inventory, things did get a little tight with us being down for inventory for that whole first week and all the holidays, but she's doing really good in getting all products, not just the transformation products, you know, back stocked up, because our weekly usage of all products is definitely up with the increased sales. So we're just working really hard to make sure that things don't go on back order. So you won't need to use our little tool, but...
Yeah, that's great to have redundancy.
Right. And we also have a tool. There's been a request about the way that the gift cards are passed, like from the operators to the shipping department. So I'm working on a redundancy type of tool using the database and the system and the lot tracking, because I think there's a little too much inefficiency in the way we're doing it right now. So I'm trying to get a redundant tool so then we can actually put the gift cards back in the back, and they don't have to come up to the office to get them. But the tool then will ensure that they get applied to the people's accounts timely and stuff. So I did hear one thing that was somewhat concerning yesterday, that the gift card, and so I have to check personally with Stephen, but Aaron, you might know, that the gift cards really aren't, that sometimes we are a day behind on assigning gift cards to people's accounts. Do you know if that is accurate or...
I'm not sure. If they ever ask me for one, I usually do it either that same day or in the morning. But Stephen has been taking care of the bulk of it, and I know he's trying to take care of them right now. Actually, he's kind of feeling a little stressed, I think, trying to do it. So
okay,
I don't know. That might be true.
Okay, so I hope we haven't gotten any complaints on it like we were, you know, when it very first started, because I think now what we think may be unacceptable is totally different than what was happening, you know, months ago. But I personally haven't
heard any, but I can check.
Okay. Okay, great. And I think everybody appreciates that auto email out with the gift card number, so they don't even have to wait. But now since we're
shipping to
California, we don't want to get in that situation if they get their package delivered the next day and the cards aren't assigned. It could create an embarrassing situation.
Yeah, I did see him teaching Gregory how to do it today, earlier. So hopefully that will be helpful. You know, once Gregory's like efficient at it, then he can take some of that burden off of Steven.
Cool. Okay, well, great. Well, so that's just something else that I'm working on to try to have some other, have the computer do the work versus us do the work and, you know, make it all at
once. Wasn't there some way that, like, Alicia knew or something that to, like, populate it? I don't know, because I know that we have to, like, individually select each 5-pack from what I understand. But then I thought Alicia might have some something. I don't know. Because I'm usually doing a whole bunch of them at once, so it's not that big of a deal for me to, you know, add those 8 packs for one to two to three people. And I know she's also offered to help in the past with that, but I didn't know if there was some kind of, like, faster way to do it that I'm not aware of.
You know what, I'll have to revisit that. I know we were trying to work on some more automated version with Laura, like more like an upload, and I don't know if we ever finished that because all that stuff
was
happening
either.
With Laura. And speaking of that, there is one question that I don't have the answer on. Is when new distributors sign up, do we still have to do a manual upload process before we can assign the gift cards, or is that all being taken care of underneath or behind the scenes? Does any all the new distributors in the gift card site?
I think there is a way, because if I do it like right at that moment, I usually have to add that customer in. You know, I have to create a new agent. But then if I like had waited until the next morning, then it's like they're there. You know, like then I don't have to create a new agent, if that makes sense. So I assume somebody's doing something that gets them in there.
Is Alicia
probably
doing
Alicia?
It, or did that become the automatic thing, or is that one of the things we're still waiting on, the automatic thing to happen?
I know that Jeff sent all the information over to Laura, so I don't know if the programming has been done or processed on her part. David, do you know?
I've never heard that request, so that seems one level more operational than I know. I know that there was an issue with passwords, and that's something we've been waiting on, and Debbie, you confirm that talking back and forth happens, and I didn't, you know, that it happens, you know, and it's working, you know, so I didn't know about uploading cards automatically, and I don't know how.
No, not uploading cards automatically.
No.
Uploading the distributors automatically.
Updating the database. Jeff gave all that information to Laura.
I don't know. So I never heard that request. It's a good idea. So do you want me to ask her okay, I'll ask her on that. Database, automatic, and then I'll ask her how often she's pulling for passwords. Okay. All right, I'll find out.
Cool. And how often the automatic customers updating.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, well, that's kind of it for me that I can think of right now.
Okay.
Well, from the FYI perspective, I guess, you know, I'm going to be doing some radio shows and going on the road. And, God, I can't really, to be honest with you guys, I've got a splitting headache, and I think I'm coming down with something. But I guess I'm going to have to take some aspirin so I could think straight, because right now I just can't. So I don't know. There's probably stuff I should be reporting, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Do you have any questions
help
for me?
I'd like to have some time with you and Amy sometime this afternoon. It sounds like you're not feeling well enough to do it this second, so why don't you get some aspirin and chill out for a little bit and text or call me and let me know when there might be a good time this afternoon so that we can cover some stuff for the weekend and a few other things.
Okay, no problem. One thing I know that I'm not going to be able to probably tote that projector through Pennsylvania and all that? Do you think it's okay if we ship it?
Yeah, we won't need it in Pennsylvania. The only place that we would need it is in Florida. So
That's what I meant. Yeah. So since it's only needed in Florida, since I'll be doing all carry on, I'd rather I'd rather not.
All right. So let me talk to Alicia and see if she can coordinate I'm pretty sure we're going to need to ship it then, because I know they don't have a projector there. So, I mean, it's probably not worth my time to ask.
Chris isn't part of that group, so we can't use hers. So, yeah.
I guess maybe I could check in with Chris and see if there's anything
there. Just ship
there.
It. I don't, as long as there's a responsible person that we can ship it to their house, just shipping is totally fine with me.
All right. I'll have Alicia take care of that. Do you know physically where the projector is, Dave?
It's in my office. It's sitting on my file cabinet in my office.
I was going to say, I just saw it.
Yes, right. In my office.
I'll have Alicia get that from you, Amy, and talk with Laura and make sure that happens.
Perfect.
Okay.
All righty. Cool. So,
I just want to say, you know, I've really seen an amazing, you know, teamwork and can-do attitude that I really, you know, have been, you know, not to be critical of any of the past, but we haven't always, you know, been as, I think, proactive and communicative. And I really appreciate, you know, the teamwork and the effectiveness that we're working with. And, you know, it's always a little bit of stress when you're trying to get a lot done in a short period of time, but I think that we've handled it well. And probably one sign of that is that Noah's under, you know, stress all the time, but he's like sort of the canary in the coal mine a little bit, you know. And I think when we see Noah's work getting less, then we'll know that things are getting better. That hasn't quite happened yet, but, you know, we're getting there. So I just want to just everybody could give yourself a pat on the back and attaboy or whatever, attagirl. And because I think we've done a good job putting ourselves in position to succeed. And, you know, that's the most important part of success is being in position to do it. So
nice.
So that's all from me.
Cool. You know, just one last thing just to add on to that. And I wasn't planning on commenting, but you definitely triggered a thought just so that everyone understands. You know, this month we have a very good chance of having our first Black Diamond in the end. He's well over halfway to Black Diamond. Kathy and Jody could easily hit Blue Diamond, and this is really their third full month in the business. That's, you know, by far the fastest growth we've ever had with one group. But not only that, you know, Debbie Braley and A-Line Chiropractic, which is David Agata, both could hit Double Diamond, jumping right over Diamond and then a Double Diamond. And there are several people, you know, like Sherry Payne and Rick Holiday that could hit Diamond. So we could have a Black Diamond, a Blue Diamond, two new Double Diamonds, you know, two or three new Diamonds. And that's the sort of thing, too, that you know, could create the next round of momentum is just those stories and that excitement and that energy. So, you know, we're definitely – We started to create enough kind of buzz, and the same thing with the transformations. You know, we've got Kyla's story and Chuck's story, and you know, and you know, hopefully we'll have 3, 4, 5 more in the next week or two, and then 3, 4, 5 more. You know, and so, you know, I think we've definitely started pushing the snowball down the hill, but we've got things set up where we definitely could, you know, have unprecedented growth going forward if we do things right over the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Absolutely. Oh, that's Amy. Amy's absolutely, definitely. Absolutely.
Cool. You need to have your own catchphrase, huh, Dave?
Well,
right.
Me and Amy made a joke.
You're definitely.
Yeah, I'm definitely Dave, and she's absolutely Amy. That's our joke. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, well, good job, everybody. And one quick thing is I hope that the new operators are, you know, going to be filling in as we hoped and allowing for both Aaron and Alicia to be more effective and for our customers to be more attended to. So good job, and thanks to everybody who pitched in getting them, you know, phone ready. So is that it? Are we done?
We are. So just if you could call or email or text and let me know when you're back available, Dave, and you and Amy and I need to talk on several issues.
Okay. Well, I could be ready in just, you know, just 30 minutes. Let me gobble down some joint flex, and that has natural aspirin in it, so I'm going to take about 8 of those and for now and see what happens, and we'll maybe 30 minutes. Amy, I know you probably need a minute. You've been meetings all morning.
Hi, Stuart. Oh, can you hold on just one moment?
Let's say 30 minutes, Dave. That sounds perfect. You call me and we'll start it from there, okay?
Okay. So, Amy, 30 minutes, good for you? Okay. Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Bye now. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.